The young generation should take over. They've got new ideas. They've been to school. They know a lot of things. I think that's the problem that we have today, because we have these old people. They are clinging to power. They don't want to get out of power. And most of us are corrupt. Africa is full of corrupt leaders. We are not even moving forward.
So now how does Africa unite when it has got so many corrupt leaders?
They need people who think. Like I said, we need the young generation to take over, to unite Africa. Africa must be as one. You had a xenophobia in South Africa. Is that good? You call an African man a foreigner in Africa. Is that good? You can't call a white man here in America a foreigner. You can never call a white man a foreigner in America or in Europe because he's white.
You are saying that the young generation should actually take over. How can they do it? Power is something that is sweet, you know?
They have to find a way to get into power. They have to fight for this. Like in Zimbabwe, look at Zimbabwe today. Zimbabwe is number two poorest country in the whole world, and we used to be the breadbasket of Africa, and today we are number two poorest country in the whole world.
We don't know what
freedom means. What independence means, we have no clue.
And then when you turn to people like President Mugabe of Zimbabwe, what can you say about him?
He used to be a hero. Today he's not. He's not a hero. He's corrupt. He's a dictator. He's a thief. 15 billion. The money that is not accounted for. Where is it? Where did it go? The money is there in Zimbabwe. If these people could be arrested, and that money, if they could pay back the money, Zimbabwe will be back on the right track. It's not that the money is not there in Zimbabwe. The money is there, but with a few people.
So who should be arrested here, Mr. Mafumo?
The rest of those who are on top, I mean, including the president himself, he should face the music. We don't want to hear about ZANU-PF. If you want this country to get back on the right track, do away with ZANU-PF. And all those parties that are coming out, they saying the people's face, they were there. They were the same people who looted the country.
So what should happen now? Which party do you think can actually make things to be better for Zimbabwe?
The young generation have to do something. They have to do something. Maybe they have to fight again. We fought in the Revolution War. There have to be another Revolution War by youngsters.
Do you think that the Revolution War is the best option?
Because there's no other means. Because people are, look what is happening. If you start opposing Robert Mugabe, you are in trouble. You don't oppose even the party itself, ZANU-PF. You are an enemy if you start talking bad about ZANU-PF. And yet ZANU-PF has looted the country. Everyone in ZANU-PF, including the vice presidents, the ministers, whoever, they are filthy rich. And yet the people are suffering.